The world's fisheries currently produce about 80 million tonnes each year, but demand is growing, and by 2030 is estimated that we'll want closer to 230 million tonnes a year. In other words, our fisheries can't keep up. So where will the fish come from? According to Mark Reynolds of the Jolly Oyster, some of that demand will be met by shellfish. So if that's the case, just how healthy and ethical are foods like oysters?
I think they're pretty much as healthy as you can get. They're a health bomb. It's difficult to single out one particular thing. They're full of minerals and vitamins to start with, which makes them an excellent source of food for a good immune system. They're packed full of zinc and iron. In fact, I think they've got more zinc per gram than any other type of food source. Zinc is very important in some hormones of ours, and is also an integral part of the construction of the sex cell walls. They are particularly high in selenium, which helps certain types of cancers, arresting cancers. They are very high in omega-3s. They are very low in saturated fats. Oysters have less cholesterol than chicken. They have less saturated fat than chicken. From a saturated fat point of view, from a cholesterol point of view, they're excellent. From a protein point of view, they've very high, good quality protein. Clams that we do as well, not just oysters, are extremely high in vitamin B12. Oysters have, on average, 10 calories per oyster, which is one calorie less than licking an envelope, and far tastier.
You've got an interesting theory on why vegetarians should be quite happy about eating oysters. What is that?
And this is something which is very personal to me, so this is not read or anything else. From an ethical point of view, I can understand why anyone should be concerned with hurting another living being. And I suppose at the end of the day, if I dig deep, I'm really looking to see whether that being has a spirit or not. The less it has a spirit, and on one end of the spectrum I would call vegetables or fruit spiritless, and I don't mean to offend them in any way, but I'm defining that possibly by whether that particular object has a brain. So awkwardly, I'll say, if the organism has a brain, let's say it has a spirit. If it doesn't have a brain, let's classify it as not having a spirit. Now, oysters are very simple animals, and after they metamorphose, after their first 3 weeks of their larval stage, they do not have the ability to move. From a biological point of view, that means there is no reason to have a flight or fight response by definition. Because they do not have a flight or fight response, there is no need for them to have pain receptors. The organism which effectively an oyster has a central nervous system which allows it to respond to certain characteristics in the water which will tell it to open or close or filter or not to filter, mean from my point of view that without a brain it doesn't have a spirit, and without the ability to move it doesn't have any pain receptors, and therefore I would classify them as a carrot.
So, they're healthy, they're full of good things, I'm allowed to eat them because they're really a vegetable. What about how natural and organic they are? Will I be getting lots of chemicals and things in them?
Again, because we do not feed, and this is the basic principle behind the whole thing, because we do not feed the shellfish, because they are filter feeders and feed off microalgae in the ocean, we do not have any ability to manipulate the growth of the oyster. The best we can do as farmers is find a productive area where we can grow the oysters where they have the right conditions in terms of temperature and food, etc., etc. It would be insane for me as a farmer to try to change the bay where I was to try to put in pesticides or other types of chemicals that would somehow influence the farm and how the farm grew. If I spent an awful lot of money, I would probably see that investment disappear in a matter of minutes as the tide came in and went out. So it wouldn't make any commercial sense whatsoever to do anything to the environment or the farm by definition. Now, that from the public's point of view would probably mean that it is as organic as you can imagine. we don't even use fresh water like a land farm, which is becoming increasingly an issue in the world. Unfortunately, as far as classifying ourselves as organic, most certification requires that organic farms prove somehow that, amongst other things, the waters which we use to do our farming are controlled. And as you can imagine, it is impossible for a shellfish farmer to say that he is controlling the ocean. I am not in a position to call myself organic, even though I can speak to my customers and explain to them that they are eating what they want to eat.
That's Mark Reynolds from the Jolly Oyster in Ventura, California. For more information, see thejollyoyster.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.